Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Future Radio on Blue Days with Murph. On the show today, we've got the a brand new single from Melissa Ramsky, as well as new music from Celeste Kellogg and Jesse Lee Cates. We'll also discuss our interview with Jesse, so this should be fun. I'm a little bit out of pocket again this week, but I'll try and work with what I've got. So, before we dive into things this week, let's take a look back at who rounded up the countdown last week. In the number three spot last week, it was the Young Fables with the a title track to their debut album, Two. And speaking of number two, at number two last week, it was Lindsay L with the a brand new single from her a new EP. The single was called Waiting on You. And in the number one spot last week, it was Laughlin with the a title track of their album, A Runaround. So that was the countdown last week. So so what do you guys say we kick off this week's countdown with the number three song? It's Celeste Kellogg and a Country Swagger on Indie Country Radio. And after we play the song, I'll tell you a little bit about Celeste. And here we go. This is Country Swagger on Indie Country Radio.
About mine.
number three this week, that was the super talented Celeste Kellogg with her single Country Swagger. Celeste got her start early in church and school choirs. At the age of 12, she auditioned for a Disney pop group called RD7. It was there she opened for Miley Cyrus, the Jonas Brothers, Raven, the Cheetah Girls, and Kelly Clarkson. But later, Celeste would go on to film an independent movie called Much Ado About Middle School, starring opposite Bill Cobbs, Lee Meriwether, and Blake Michael of the Disney Channel. The movie won four Dove Awards, continuing her acting. Celeste would go on to have five callbacks for the show Glee, and offered a screen test, as well as calls to audition for Nashville, Malibu Country, and Bray Live. But where another callback was asked for before giving the part to Ariana Grande. Of course, Celeste has been honored for her acting opportunities. Her love has always remained in music. Of course, she's open for Scotty McCreery, Ray Lynn, Eric Paisley, Easton Corbin, Brett Eldridge, Leanne Rimes, and Cowboy Troy. In 2017, Celeste will be filming her music video for the song you just heard, A Country Swagger, and stay on the road doing what she loves to do, performing and meeting country music fans. So that was a Country Swagger from Celeste Kellogg's You and Me EP. It's such a great song, I have to say. Moving right along, in the number two spot is an artist we just had on the show this past Tuesday. And if you tune into that song, or if you tune into that show, you may or may not have heard this song. In at number two this week is the super talented Miss Melissa Ramsky with Masquerade. And I'll tell you guys this before you hopefully go back and listen to the interview. A sweeter person does not exist, y'all. Melissa is just great. But anyway, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Melissa. If we listen to her song Masquerade coming in at number two on Indie Country Radio.
Hey, are you listening to me?
You've done did it again, both feet and mouth at the same time. How dumb can you be, giving me that same old timeline? Your eyes should be on me, but now I see that your love is on randomized. There you go again, you're feeling love. It's killing me. Mama told me that a man ain't worth it if his eyes are wandering and your eyes are lazy, baby.
Show that was a Melissa Ramsky with Masquerade. As I said earlier, Melissa was gracious enough to stop by the show this week, this past Tuesday actually, and we talked Masquerade, and we talked about her career, any upcoming projects you're doing, and we generally just had ourselves a good old time. And as always on that show, I was joined by, let me brag on Craig for a second. In the short time Craig's been doing this, he's better than me. I'm just putting this out there. Of course, anybody's better than I am, anyway, he asked a great in-depth questions. He's just incredible. Let me tell you guys a little bit about Melissa before we move on to the number one song. This year at the Indieville TV Awards, Melissa won a 2017 Indie Artist of the Year, which is kind of incredible. Melissa's motto is, as I look back on my life, I realized that every time I thought I was being rejected from something good, I was actually being redirected to something better. And Melissa is a country singer songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee. Since 2008, Melissa has been producing commercially available music and films. She's also been actively involved in the film industry. And like I said, she was awarded the Indie Artist of the Year at the Indieville TV Awards May 5th, 2017, and Best Female Solo Award at the 2015. Indieville TV Awards. She was born originally in Florida. She was introduced to a show business by chance when her mother took her to have a photo taken at Walmart when she was only 18 months old. The store liked the photo of Melissa in a box so much that that Walmart requested to use it for a print ads for Walmart photography across Texas. From age 5, she started seeing perform at various events, such as weddings, barbecues, fairs, and concerts. On December 3rd, 2005, Melissa performed for the Wilmore Opry Christmas Show at the Heritage Center near Medicine Lodge, Kansas. The Wilmore Opry is run by Martina McBride's family. Melissa, in 2008, she released her first single, Lost in Your Eyes. She released two subsequent singles in 2015, Lace and Diamonds and I Keep Dreaming, in which she also won the Indieville Award for a Best Female Solo. Melissa starred as Karis McConnell in Lost Treasure Trail. Since then, she's been acting lead roles, performing music for animation, and helping out with post-production on a number of local projects. And let me go to her events page if there's anything coming up. And unfortunately, Melissa has no upcoming shows, but let me go back to Celeste Kellogg for a second and check and see what she has coming up. I can tell you guys about before we get to number one. Let's see. Today, or tonight, at 8:30, I'm guessing this is Eastern, she's performing at Bad Habits in Chesapeake, Virginia. Tomorrow night, she's performing at Wolsterhund Brewing Company in Virginia Beach. June 7th, she will be on America's Morning Show at Ty Kelly and Chuck out of Nashville. June 8th, 8 through the 11th is CMA Fest. She has a bunch of dates there, and that's some of the upcoming shows that Celeste Kellogg has. But well, 808, you're on.
What time is the show tonight?
8:30 Eastern, I think.
What's that?
8:30 Eastern, I think.
I just want to get back to the old times when it was about the music, you know? It was about Johnny Cash. It was about Hank Williams. It was Merle Haggard. It was Patsy Cline. It was Jimmy Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
It was Bill Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Carter Family,
right.
Willie Nelson. We had Waylon Jennings. Love George Jones, Conway Twitty, and love Bob Will,
hey,
Tammy Wynette, and Loretta Lynn, Buck Owens,
I appreciate your call.
Kitty Wells, Dolly Parton.
But,
don't forget Lefty.
I'm gonna
Ray Price.
I'm gonna have to
get back to Eddie Arnold, and then Ernest Tubb.
I have to
Webb Pierce. I loved Ronnie Milstead.
Go. That I'm sorry for that, folks, but coming in at number one this week, we have Jesse Lee Cates with and I'll tell you a little bit about Jesse Lee and my interview with her after the song. And at number one, it's Jesse Lee Cates with A Chick Knight.
Hey baby, what are you doing home so soon? It's Friday night and you're rolling in way before two. We'll pull up a chair and grab yourself a cold one while me and my girls play some Texas Hold'em. Welcome to our Kick Off Your Shoes, Shake Off the Blues Chick Night. We're a little too loud, partying crowd, joking and laughing and dancing and feeling alright. Drinking margaritas, smoking black and mild, cranking up a Skinner and getting kinda wild. Good fun, good times, no guys. Yeah, it's Chick Night. Table. That's just her way of blowing off a little steam. Andy's standing on the chair playing air guitar. I guess tonight she went a little bit far. One too many beats. Too bad about the chandelier. Welcome to our Kick Off Your Shoes, Shake Off the Blues Chick Night. We're a little too loud, partying proud, joking and laughing and dancing and feeling alright. Drinking margaritas, smoking black and mild, cranking up the Skinner and getting kinda wild. Good fun, good times, no guys. Yeah, it's Chick Night.
Jesse Lee Cates with A Chick Knight. I had the pleasure of having Jesse Lee on several months ago, and she just agreed for a follow up interview. So I'm more than excited to schedule that. But Jesse Lee Cates has established herself as a major, major force on the indie country scene, winning the 2016 IMEA Country Female Artist of the Year Award, scoring a international number one with her single Behind Your Back, posting back-to-back top five hits in Europe, Scotland, and Put Your Country Out, generating over 1 100,000 radio playlist ads on 2,500 stations in 32 countries around the globe, giving over a dozen major radio and print interviews, and garnering rave reviews from the Queens of Country, A Country Girl, Just a Guess Americana review, and many other blogs and publications. The East Tennessee singer was born and raised in the hills of Hamblin County, which she was determined to use her given vocal talents to enrich others' lives with her music. At JLC, took second place at Kelly Pickler's karaoke contest in Knoxville, and sang her songs at well-known Tennessee festivals such as Foothills Fall Festival, where she opened for Jason Aldean, and at the East Tennessee Farm River Concert, a Farm River Concert, I mean, at sharing the stage with Aaron Tippin. While performing in local pubs, she was discovered by a Knoxville radio host and was soon playing at some of Nashville's best-known venues, including Tootsies and Buckets. A pending deal with a Queer Records fell through when a label collapsed, but Dizzy Lee was undaunted, finishing her songwriting and singing skills, refining her songwriting and singing skills as she worked a 12-hour night shift on a factory assembly line turning out power steering comps. Returning to Nashville in 2012, Jesse Lee brought her blue-collar country style to new fans and new venues, and in November 2013, released her debut album, Let Your Country Out, on her own Wayward Rose Records label. The CD featured an eclectic collection of songs, including Scotland, the only modern country song to feature the bagpipes, and the title track, Let Your Country Out, which aired as the opening song of the Country Legends in the making radio program, and was broadcast to over 2 million listeners worldwide. A JLC Scotland official music video, a song Philmac International Country Show, has been watched by millions of viewers in Ireland, UK, US, and abroad. Jesse Lee's powerful, yet expressive voice, coupled with the unexpected lyric twists and melodic turns of her songs, have wowed countless DJs and critics, myself included. And we had Jesse Lee, like I said, on the show several months ago, and folks, speaking as a native Tennessean myself, she is one of the best. We definitely consider Jesse Lee a friend on the show here, and we talked about her music, and this was, I believe, before Chick Knight came out, and her upcoming projects back then. But y'all should go back and listen to both my Jesse Lee and Melissa Ramsky interviews. I promise you guys will not be disappointed. And with that being said, let's go over what we have for the show next week. At June 6th, we have super talented singer-songwriter Angela Sue Cheslock. The 13th, we have singer-songwriter Taylor Marie. The 20th, from all the way across the pond, we have singer-songwriter Madeline Victoria. Singer-songwriter Hannah Rose Platt on the 20th. The 27th, I'm getting ahead of myself here, folks. The 27th, we have Senator Madeline Victoria returning to the show. We're taking the 4th of July off because, obviously. And July 11th, we have Senator Caitlin Britt. And July 24th, we've got one of my favorite people, Ashley Taylor, joining us again on the show. That's the 24th. So I think you guys have I heard all the announcements. So I think I'm going to end the episode right here. Hey, you've been listening to Indie Country Radio on Weekdays with Mark. Thank you and goodbye.